Vayiyu chaye soro. The Balaturim writes, Vayiyu is gematria 37. Because these were the Iker chiyus dike years of Sarah. Only at age 90 did she give birth to Yitzchak. So Vayiyu, the Lebedike Yaron was these 37 years, from age 90 till 127. That's Vayiyu. Now Vayiyu also is read backwards and forwards. It's the same letters. Vav, Yud, Hey, Yud, Vav. It can be read backwards and forwards. It's a remez to Bas Kuf, Kibas Chof, different parts of her life. It can be read Yoshar, Vahofuch. It's all the same. And then as Chazal bring Bas Kuf, Kibas Chof, Lechet. So there's a Vort from the Briskerov. It's interesting. It says Bas Kuf, Kibas Chof, Lechet. Why Bas Chof? It says Bas Chof, it doesn't have Chet yet. Even when she was Bas Kuf, it was also that. But Chet already could start when you're 12 years old. Why Bas Chof? Midine Shemayim, there's an Indian from 20 years, but. And past is 20, there's no difference between Zohar and Akeva. It's 20 either way. But it why Chof? Says the Briskerov, he says, Be'emes the other Chelikosu. It says, Bas Chof ke Bazayin liyoifi. So it's expressing that Bazayin is the Spitz Yoifi. Bazayin is not the Spitz Yoifi. Fakir, the Yoifi is Mamshech after, even to a different Darga. Says the Briskerov, on both Chalokam of the Kasha, one part, based on the Gemara in Yevamis, Tav Samachdala, the Gemara says, Sora was an islandess. Meaning she was so mufka from having shaykhus to lay that she was an islandess. Islandess doesn't become a gedoyla till age 20. So it's talk about skuf kibas chof lechet. And also the second chaylik, it's mavur in the Gemara and Yevamis that islandess after the age of 7 starts getting simoni, and some of the simonim are kiur, that it's not yoifi. So for islandess, the oishrik of the yoifi is 7. Now the etzim idea though that it's bas kuf kibas chof, there's a lot of makaris to this, that in dinei shamayim, the oinish is then Esrim. So there's an interesting kasha, the Minchas Chinuch asks, in Parshas Vayikra, we know that you only bring a korban b'shoigig when you do an aveira, a chatos, you bring an aveira that if you would have done it b'mezid, yichayiv karas, medina shamayim, so b'shoigig you bring a korban chatos, an aveira, chavilavin, or various other aveiras that don't have zedoyna kares, you don't bring shigigosei chatos. Frekta Minchas Chinuch, any person from age 13 till 20, if he would do it b'zodoy, he wouldn't have karas, because karas is dinei shamayim. So he shouldn't bring a carbon chatos either. There shouldn't be chatos on someone from age 13 to age 20. I heard once an interesting teretz. The klal is zedoynei karis. Now, less than 13, a person doesn't have a bar das, that it's considered mezid. When we say that in dinei shamayim, the shear is 20, because in dinei shamayim, till 20 it's not mezid. There's a certain level of bagris, of a level of that maturity that you don't have klapi dinei shamayim until 20. So when this 15, 18-year-old does the aveira, b'shoigeg, yeah, it's zedoynei karis. If he would do it b'zodoyn, he'd be chayiv karis. No, it's not zodoyn. Zodoyn, for klapi shamayim, needs to be 20. Hashoyel yishal. So then a 15-year-old, an 18-year-old that did an aveira b'zodoyn, should bring a carbon. It's not shoigeg. Terah says, it's not shoigeg. The kevei of shoigeg is shoigeg b'dinei adam. And for that already, as a 13-year-old, it went out of the bounds. When he does it, it's amazing. It's loizev, loizev, ashteitza. He's not going to get karas because it's not amazing, but he's not going to bring a karas. There's a pshat, but there are remes, it says, bas kuf ke bas chof, kapitel tehillim, kapitel kuf is mizma l'soida. Kapitel chof is yancha Hashem b'yoyim tzara. Bas kuf ke bas chof. A person has to know that in the anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu klape him, everything is the same, whether it's something that Kipshutai Toiv, that he would have said on Mizmor L'Soida, or something that in the way he perceives it would be Yan Hashem, Oy Soidover, Bas Kuf Kibas Chof, the Zel Bazaf. Now, the Gemara says in Baba Basra that Avram and Sarah were on the same level. When you find them in Maras and Machpelah, they're on the same level. So it's interesting. Avram Avinu lives till the age of 175. Sarai, 127. But we know Avram was hikar as bayrei, a different girsis in the Midrashim, but Avram was hikar as bayrei at age 48. 175 minus 48 is 127. They say, Sarah is kulam shavim l'tayva. And Avram, we moided it from age 48, so it's taka shavim. Also, I saw interesting, there's a medrash. Medrash says, Medrash Rabban, this week's parsha. Rabbi Kiva ha-yoyoshev v'doyrish. Rabbi Kiva was darshaning. V'atzibra misnamnem, the oilam was being misnamnem. So he said to turn the air conditioning. No, so he said, the Medrash says, Bikesh l'oiron. So he wanted to be Ma'ir of the Tzibur, says Rabbi Kiva. Ma Rasa Esther Shetimlech Al Kuf Chav Zayin Medinas. Why? And which Tziba was it that Esther was Zaycha to 127 Medinas? Yavai Esther Shehibas Bito Shal Sara, that lived for 127 years. So that's why Esther is Zaycha to 127 Medinas. How is that Ma'ir of the Tzibur? So first of all, a good vart on Megillas Esther, whenever you're holding in a sugya, if the oilam is getting a little dried out, the vart on Megillas Esther, usually that's the... But it's also interesting, Chaye Sara, plus another 127, is Gematria Esther, 661. Chaye Sara, plus the amount of years, is Esther. But what's talking the Nakuda of Bikesh La'oyeron? So, the Chasam Sofer says a pshat, because the Gemara, Chazal Darshan it says, Shnei Chaye Sara, she was Zaycha to full years. The Gemara says in Shabbos that some people only are Oyber Hashem by Yoim, not by Laila, and that's not B'Shlemus. By Sara, it's Vatokim Ba'oid Laila, and it was Shlemus Tiki years. Because if it wouldn't, then Sara wouldn't have been, Esther wouldn't have been Zaycha to a full 127 Medinas. Another Nakuda is the 127 Medinas. Who says it's 127 Medinas if Esther, Dorcha Hashverish, was Shalit on the whole world? So it's maybe it's one big Groysa America, one big Groysa Medina. Who says it's different Medinas? No, it's 127 different Medinas. Because Sarah, in calls that we said, Kulam Shavim Latoyva Avada, but you have to know every year, every tkufa, every day, every month, every year for sure, comes with its Nisayin, with its package, with its Nakuda, and Kulam Shavim Latoyva. But every time was a different Avoida, a different Baba Yomam, a different Hisalus. So leave them, Yezoicha, to 127. Medina. It's not one big Medina. Yet every year brings out a different facet of her Avodas Hashem. It brings out a different facet for what expresses itself by Sarah. Now, Avraham Avinu looks for a Mokim Kvura. She was Nisbasar about the Akedah, and she's Nifter. Avad, it was her time to be Nifter. The Sfarim talk about every person has his ace. Now, Avraham Avinu is buying from Ephraim. The Kesef Mole, Arab Mea Shekel, Kesef Oiva Lasoicher, he buys. Maras HaMachpelah. There's a famous Arachayim HaKadosh, Pliyadika Arachayim HaKadosh. He writes, Avraham Avinu knew that Ephraim might come afterwards with Tainus Mekechtoyus. I mean, did Ephraim know that this is like Adam Harishon's cavern? Like not some real estate. It's Adam Harishon and Chava are buried there already. And it's going to be the place of Maras HaMachpelah. The Pesach of Gan Eden is here. Ki Yadua, Avraham Avinu knew about it. We mentioned last week when he was running to do the Hachnas Archim as HaBakar. He ran. And the Bakr ran away, and then he had to make a new Bakr, the Bakr Asher Asa. He made a Bakr. We spoke last week. Maybe that Bakr's not Fleshig. I don't know. Not Basel of Hol. But he sees the Pesach of Gan Eden. It's not a coincidence. When he was Isaac, the Mesiris Nefesh, for his chesed, he sees Pesach Gan Eden. Ephraim doesn't know that, but he'll come afterwards with a taina, Mekach Toys. So says the Eir Chaim HaKadosh, he used Kinyan Chalipin. And Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, but he used special coins, Oivar LaSoicher, that these coins are good even for, they have a din of a Kli, and they're good for Kinyan Chalipin. And in Kinyan Chalipin, there's no Aino, there's no complaint that it's not worth the right price. The Pella on this Arachayim is that the Gemara learns out, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, from Mistei Ephraim, we learn that Kesef Kedushin, and Kedushin is not with Chalipin. How could he say that the Arba Meya Shekel was, Fakert, was with Chalipin? Rabban are Medaber on this Arachayim Kodesh. Now, the idea that Avraham Avinu specifically buys the Maris HaMachpelah, it's Bechlal brought down. A person is supposed to buy a kever. There's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. He says it's a minig in Klal Yisrael. A person, some say it's a school for Arichas Yamin. You're supposed to buy a Makam Kavura. You're supposed to, the Chasam Sofer, B'derech Malitza, quotes the Gemara. It says, Ein Psichas Kever B'li Domim. That means something else. By an Isha, when the Rechem opens, this dam, this blood. But the Lashon is, Ein Psichas Kever B'li Domim. You gotta buy. With Domim, you have to taka pay money. You know, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, it's talking about a whole cheshbon, and when a person buys a steyachus, if it goes back to the wrong, it goes back to a different shevet, but the expression of the Gemara is, nimtza tzadik kavur bekever she'en ishaloi. It's no good, that's an expression of, it's not the right way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be kavur bekever shalcha. Now he buys from Ephraim, the Maris HaMachpelah. Ephraim is the Bailam. It's interesting, the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar brings that Ephraim was also the owner of Har Meriah. And he made a deal with Avraham Avinu when he's buying Maris HaMachpelah now, not to sell and not to shepherd with Har Meriah. That's why years later when David HaMelech has to buy it from Aron HaYavusi, because it was a deal made then, it was part of the deal, not to buy it. Fascinating, this Har Meriah place, recently, a few days before, when Avraham Avinu was now buying the Makom Kavura for Sarah, is when he just now did the Akedah, which was the Makom where the Marishan and Noach were also Makrav Kavanis. He just found out about it. Was Makrav El Makom Asher that he shows him. And Punk now is where it's starting the process of this is going to be the Makom Amikdash and the Makom Mizbeach. But Punk then Ephron says, buy this plot, not that, and that comes in at a later stage. But he buys it for 400. Baal Turim writes, Ephron is Gematria 400. But that's Ephron Chaser Vav. Ephron with the Vav is 406. Just without Cheshbonning Ephron, just add the Vav. But he says that Ephron without a Vav is 400. And the Medrash also says that Ephron was an Ayin Ra. Ayin Ra, so Gematria 400. But it's not Stam a play on the words, take out the Vav. A Vav represents connection. A Vav is the Vav HaChibur, Vav that connects different things. Ephron is not connected. Ephron, what does he see in his eye? Dollar signs. He sees 400. That's Ephron is 400. That's what he sees. That's what he's interested. That's all. He has an Ayin Ra. He doesn't see anything else.
Maybe it's a remnant for the six plots.
For the what?
For the six plots that he bought, Vav.
Oh, okay. There was actually seven plots. I'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, the six could be for the six plots. Yeah, because Adam and Chav already are buried. Fine. Now, the truth is, it says that Avraham Avinu was planning to buy it for 1,000. And the reason he wanted to buy it for 1,000 is because Avimelech gave Avraham Avinu 1,000. Kesef in last week's parasha. And Avraham didn't want that money. He wanted to get rid of that money, and he wanted to use that money to buy the plot. But Ephron was chaser vav. He misses out on the 600, and he only gets 400. Later on, David HaMelech, when he buys the Har Meria, he takes 50 from each shevet, and it's 600, and it's connected the 600 to that, and that's a separate story. Now, Avraham Avinu says, Arba me'a shekel kesef beini uveincha mahi. There's a remez, beini uveincha, because the middle letter of Avraham is resh, 200, and the middle letter of Ephraim is Resh. 200, 200, and 200, 400. Beini uveincha, the letter that's between me and you, the letter that's in between us, that's the letter of the price. Now Rashi says, interesting, Eloshin, Beini uveincha, bein shnei oyhavim kamainu, between two people that love each other so much, what's 400? What, they love each other so much? So I heard a pshat in Rechaim Vishnas, he says, Meredig, he says, yeah, Avraham Avinu loves Kedusha, Mitzvahs, Maris Machpela, Gan Eden. Ephraim loves money. Gevaldik, we both love things. This is a mutual agreement over here. I'll give you what you love, you give me what I love. Ashnei oyavim, not they love each other. Each one loves what the other one's giving. A good deal. A good deal.
Isn't when he's saying, I don't
want
your money?
That's also a way of reading it, yeah. Now, actually, you said there were six more plots, and that's the Vav, but the truth is there were seven plots. Because it says, if you go through the Pesukim, it's fascinating, the Groz Medayik, this Keseder Avraham Avinu with his Masu Matan with Ephraim and the Bnei Chay says, Ve'ekbra Meisi Milfonai, Kevar Es Meisecha, Milikbar Meisecha, Likbar Es Meisi. It says it six times. And then a seventh time, it says, Ve'es Meischa Kevar. Notice, the first six times, it says, you'll bury the dead person. He's not dead yet. You'll bury, and then he dies. Sadiqim are really Mechayim. After you bury them, they're dead. Ve'es Meischa Kevar, the dead guy bury. That's Esav's head. Rishoyim are considered they're ready Misa. So the seven times, B'dikta Grav, Avraham Avinu, and each time it was a Bazundara Kniya. He's buying the Mokam HaKfura. You go through the Psukim, starting from Pasuk Dal through Pasuk Tezvav. Again, it says seven times, alludes to Likbar Es HaMeis. Six of the times it says Kever and then Meis. The seventh time it says Meis and then Kever. It could still go with Yavard of the Vav. Maybe he just didn't pay for Esav's head. I once was speaking with Adam Godel. He went to Maris HaMachpelah. And he came back afterwards and he said he had a bezundere hergosha that it was lam, just tilos was in skabal. Then he saw, I don't know who put up the signs, but it says this is where Esav's head is. Punk, that was the. But I don't know if the those tziyunim are specifically from the tziyunim and or who put them there, and I don't know. Is it? Later on in the parasha, you have the whole sugya of the shidduch of the eved. Well, his name is Eliezer. The pasuk never calls him Eliezer. He's the Eved. Avraham Avinu sends him to be a shliach for Pashtus, to do kedushin. How could he be a shliach? An Eved can't be a shliach. Also, l'chayra, Avraham Avinu himself is a shliach for Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the kedushin. So Avraham Avinu was a shliach, and then Avraham Avinu made Eliezer a shliach. That's ein shliach ois a shliach. The kedushin, mila lememshon the shliach. Not so pashut. There's what to talk about. Bezunder. But the pasuk opens up with a. V'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. V'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. What does it mean, Bakoil, and why is this a Hakdama to the Parsha? So it's very interesting. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says a pshat. What does it mean by Hashem Beirach HaSavron Bakol? And why is that the... Bakol means he has everything, fine. Gashmi, Sruchni, is everything. Bakol, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Why is that like the opener to the pshat over here? So the Rashbam actually will say first. The Rashbam always pushes pshat. The Rashbam always says the pashtus of pshat. The Rashbam says, we're looking for a shidduch. You want to sell a vet? The resume. This is a mishpacha that has bakoil, the gashmi, sparuchni, is oisher, kovay. It's the resume for the shidduch. The Aruch Chaim says a different nekudah. He says Avram has everything. And he has a child also. Doesn't have an einikel. What's einikel? A vila einikel. That's the hakdom. But the Gemara in Baba Basra actually on Daf Tezayin and again on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph says various other pshatim in Hashem Beirach HaSavram Bakoil. Amongst them, Rav Meir Oimer, bakoil, shaloi hayoloi bas. Shaloi hayoloi bas. Why is that bakoil? I guess because it's expensive if you have a bas. The shlemus of nechassim is loi hayoloi bas. Ulai, I don't know. But loi hayoloi bas. Alternatively, Rabbi Yehuda argues, no, shahoyaloi bas. And then the Gemara adds, Achayim Oimer, no. He had a bas. Her name was Bakoil. Which, of course, the Ibn Ezra asks, then the Pasuk should have said, Hashem Beirach Es Avram Bid Bakoil. Her name wasn't Kol, her name was Bakoil. It should have said, Hashem Beirach Es Avram Bid Bakoil. Rashi in Chumash actually says a different shot, not what the Gemara says, that he was zeicha to a ben. Bakoil is gematria ben, 52. So he had a ben. So I was wondering, the Gemara brings a few other pshatim. He had an Evan Toivet that does refuah and various other pshatim, like Morat Esav Machayv, like 7-8 pshatim that the Gemara brings. So I want to stell on a Nakudin pshat. Rav Meir says, Shaloi Hayolei Bas. But in sync with the sugi over here, we saw already that Bakoil is the prompter for, he's looking for a shidduch, the Hakdomet HaNeres, oh, Bakoil. We said, he's looking for an Enikol, the good resume. What does it mean, Shaloi Hayolei Bas? Why is that the opener pasuk to explain and open up the topic of Yitzchak and Avram looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? So I was thinking a very interesting pshat. There's a little chiddush, but if Avram Avinu had a daughter, then he wouldn't have to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak, because Yitzchak could marry the daughter. So as a hakdama to explain why there's a need to go search for a shidduch, the opener is to say he doesn't have a daughter. If he had a daughter, then Yitzchak could marry the daughter. Right? Good pshat. Someone's supposed to ask. Someone's supposed to ask that, first of all, I think even a ben noyach is osur b'choyseg, it's not so pashut. And what's more, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis, and in Yuma Daf Chavches, and we talk about it in the Shurim over here, that Avram Avinu was Mekayim, obviously Mekayim called Torah Kula. What would it mean to suggest such an idea that Yitzchak would marry his sister? But let me tell you something. The other pshat of the Gemara is that Vashem Berachas Avram Bakoil, Shehoyaloi Bas. Toisvis in Baba Basra asks, so why didn't Yitzchak just marry her? As if for Toisvis. Balt, Toisvis asked the Kasha, why didn't Yitzchak just marry the Bas? What do you gain? What do you gain with this shidduch with the Bas? So the Velt says, because then he wouldn't have a shvigger. I mean, it's his mother. But Toisvis asked the Kasha, why didn't Yitzchak marry the daughter? Zok Toisvis, Tutrutzen. Erst the Teretzis says Toisvis, it wasn't Sarah's daughter. I mean, if he was forbidding the shvigger, it's not Sarah's daughter. Or it was from Hagar. Someone else. He doesn't want to go into that family. Another Teretz Toisvis says is, she was too young. She was Ketana. This daughter of Avram was too young. Rivka was 3. So I guess Tosfos is saying she was 2. Avada, the Emes of Pshat is, I have a few other Tosfos, but the Emes of Pshat is that Tosfos Lashitasi in 4 other places as well, in Yevamos and Daskenim, and over here, holds that Rivka was 14. So I guess she was younger. Alternatively, you can say that in fact she was 8, whatever, and Rivka was 3. What's wrong if she's a katana? Because the Gemara says in Kedushin, Asr la'adam l'kadosh esbita kishi katana. So Avram can't marry his daughter off when she's a katana. Rivka's not his problem, that's the Machutin's problem.
Kedushin Mamalov says that Achshav, that there is
not. Achshav, right. Achshav is Achshav, yeah. Then we're learning Chumash here. So the problem is, Avram can't marry off his daughter when she's a katana. That Rivka, the Machutin, could marry off Rivka when she's a katana. Much more, Toisus over there says, when it's a Yisoyim, it's not a problem. And she wasn't a Yisoyim yet, but she will be in a few minutes if we'll get to the end of the parsha. The father's marrying her off. Yeah. Now, 1 second. Yeah, but that's totally legabi by Benoyach. By Yisrael, Avad, it's Osir. When Avram Avinu is Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, it's still a problem. So that's a good kasha on Toisus. You're asking a good kasha, but all I want to say now is Toisus says, if Avram Avinu would have had a daughter from Sarah, who was not a katana. He was asking that Yitzchak should marry her. And those are his two terutzim. So getting back to the cheshbon, so I have a right to suggest that when the pasuk says that Rivka, that Avram Hashem Beirachas Avram Bakoil, that he didn't have a daughter, it's a necessary hakdama. Because if he would have had a daughter, not a katana, and yet from Sarah, then Yitzchak would have been able to marry her. Now you're asking a good kasha, but I'm just coming from a toisvis. But now I want to go the other way. The second shot of the Gemara is that Hashem Beirachas Avram Bakoil, that he did have a daughter. Nice. Why is that a hakdama to the sugya of the shidduch of Yitzchak? And the answer is there's a kasha. Why is Avram Avinu looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? Why is he not looking for a shidduch for himself? Avram Avinu was not yet Mekayim Pru Revu. He has a son, two sons actually, Yishmael and Yitzchak. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. And in order to be Mekayim Pru Revu, you need a son and a daughter. And who benoi that both have a mitzvah to do? He should be worried about himself first. Who koydim lebnoi? So why isn't Avram Avinu looking for a shidduch for himself? So the hakadom is, he had a daughter. Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol. So he already has a son and a daughter. He could now look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. Of course, the question becomes now, if you learn that according to Rav Meir, that Bakol means Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol, that he didn't have a daughter, so it comes back to Kasha. Why is Avram Avinu not looking for a shidduch for himself? So on that, there could be various other truths, and maybe he does hold like Beis Shammai or koydim matan Torah upon him. Maybe two sons is enough, and that cheshbon can go on and on and on, and we're going to move on to something else. We mentioned that the Gemara brings very various pshatim in Bakol, but I saw some other interesting pshatim not in the Gemara. The Chasam Sofer says an interesting pshat. He says Bakol is gematria Sofer. Well, actually, Bakol we already said is gematria Ben, 52, and Sofer the shin itself is 300, so it's not going to be Ben. You don't have to make complex cheshbonis. But what the Chasam Sofer means is that Bakol b'miluyah, if you spell out the letters, Beis is Beis Yud Tav, Chaf is Chaf Tei, and Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet, that spells out Shofar, and it's the union of the Shofar of Matan Torah and the Shofar of Mashiach, because that comes from the Eloi Shel Yitzchak, and he has a whole arichas to explain what that Bakol is. Another interesting pshat in Vashem Beirachas Avram Bakol is Bakol could mean, we spoke the other week that, you know, there's an Nesoyin of Avram of Lech Lecha. On one end, Lech Lecha is the Nesoyin of Lech Lecha, a whole lifetime of schlepping through, of making a decision that's going to have, for years later, on a daily and yearly basis, an effect on you. But at the other end, by Akedah, it also says Lech Lecha. By the Akedah and by Yera, it says Lech Lecha. Now that was a one-minute decision to do. That's a different kind of a Nesoyin. And the Medrash actually contrasts and compares, which is the bigger Nesoyin, to make that one-minute decision or to the long-term decision? And it's both. Bakol. Beis called Beis Lech Lechas. He Avram Avinu was oimed in both sorts of this nesayin. Now Avram Avinu was sending Eliezer the Eved as a shliach. Now it doesn't call him Eliezer even once in the entire parsha, but the Medrash says that it's going on Eliezer, and actually the Medrash says that Eliezer was oig melech habashan, and Eliezer as oig melech habashan. The Medrash brings that Avram Avinu once screamed at him and his tooth fell out. And then Avram Avinu made a cheer, a kisei, out of the Shane. And I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky asks, why he goes out free, Shane V'ayin. So when an Eved goes out with Shane V'ayin, who keeps the tooth? He was in the spell why Avram Avinu gets the tooth. Why doesn't it go to Eliezer? He has a whole shtickle on it. Now, he makes him make a shavua. Tachas Yurechi, which is the Mokam Hamila, which is the Nikitas Chayfetz. You could have picked a Sefer Torah or a Mezuzah or some other Chayfetz of Kedusha. He picked the Mokam Hamila as the Shavua. Why do you need a Shavua? If Eliezer is a Shliach, why doesn't it suffice for Avram Avinu just to say a Tanai or a Hagbala that his Shlichus is only Manoi to take Mimishfachte? Why was it necessary a Shavua to prevent it? Interesting. It's interesting, the Kloisim Agareba said Chumash Rashi, said Shir every week on Parsha. And it's brought an interesting story. He was once describing the Eved, Eliezer, and the Nakuda was, on one hand, Eliezer is Doilu Mashke, Meteris Rabbi, it's an Odom Godel Admoid. On the other hand, he's Eved Avram, and he's Ein Orer Mizdabek Bebaruch. It's a complex sugya. But the Hadgosha that the Rebbe was saying, the Kloisim Rebbe was saying, he wasn't Toichi Kabara, he was fake. And Toich Advarim, he spoke at him and he says, Ernest Afil got the board. He didn't even have a beard. It was probably like just a fake beard you buy for the Purim costumes. It stuck on the beard. That's why I have to go up. That's why. And one of the Chassidim by the Shia says, Rebbe, it's the Mefurish in Rashi. It says, Zikan Besoy. And Rashi says, of course, Rashi means something else, but Rashi says, Lefisha Hudavuk Nokud Zikan. Why is it Zikan Besoy, not Zakon? Because it's attached to the next word. But the Chassid read it as, Lefisha Hudavuk Nokud Zakon. Start in Rashi Mefurish, that the beard was attached on. It was like the Rebbe Chadushim. Mefurish in the Rashi. Maisa Shahoy. Maisa Shahoy. Now, this seems to be a stero. There's the whole story of Eliezer meeting up with Rivka, and then the repetition when the Eved says over the story again. Now, I saw once, it's interesting, Pshat, it says, Yofes sichoson shel avdei oves, ein sicha el tefila. So the first time it says the story, it's a tefila. And the second time, it's chazaras hashatz. And that's actually why the second time when he's starting to say the story, they tell him, okay, let's make the shidduch ready, daber. And he says, no, I have to say the story again. So they said, okay, so, you know, hayichishman, ask it quick. He says, no, Eved Avram Anoichi, take it slow, I'm going to say all the details. Nochamo, chazaras hashatz. And he can't eat, lo yuchal lechal, first to finish davening. It's interesting, though, there's a fascinating stira that it's a big machlekes rishonim. Did he first give her the tachshitim and then first ask her who she is? Which is shver because he was given instructions only to make a shidduch with Mishpachas Avram, Mishpachtoi. And on the other hand, later on, he says over that he first asked her and then gave her the money. What really happened? It's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tainus, Tosfos and Chulin, big machlekes. Other Rishonim talk about it also. Was the truth what happened was the first time and he was Mishane because to change the details, or was it the other way around? Big machlekes. I heard once that it's both. We know that these tachshitim represent the luchos, Rashi brings what they represent. So there was luchos rishonis and there's luchos shnias. And one of them was nase v'nishma, and the other one was not. And it's gufa representing, meaning there's taka two facets over here. Two mahalchim, two systems, how this is going through. Now Eliezer says, he wants to show that this was a Yad Hashem and everything was Himayis Hashem. He says, V'ovi hayoim ela ayin. He had Kvitzas HaDerech. How did he prove that he had Kvitzas HaDerech? The Shtar Matana that he was given had that date on it. And the Radomska said, he says, why was it necessary? Why was it necessary to have Kvitzas HaDerech? Let it take a few days. What's Eiltman? Why is it necessary the Kvitzas HaDerech? So he says, because there was Daf Yomi, there was every day a shir. He didn't want to miss shir by the Rebbe. It's a one day thing. Nishfa passing the shir. Shir Yomi given. He says shir Yomi, he says Daf Yomi, he says shir Yomi. I think this was before Amesh. When a shir Yomi. There's another pshat that Rivka, according to some Rishonim, was 3 years old. And it was necessary for the Kedushin to be chal before she became past 3 years old, because then it's already a shail of Gyoiris, Yoisimi Bas Gimel. And therefore, it was necessary for the Kvitzas HaDerech to be that day. Now, if it was Kvitzas HaDerech, why are the Gemalim so thirsty and a whole necessity for this whole process? So I heard once a Yisoid. I'll say it in Yiddish, I have a Mazbezayin. In Kvitzas HaDerech, for Sportman is the Delek, yeah? There's supposed to be a certain amount of gasoline put into the truck, yeah? Kvitzas HaDerech, you still don't gain on that. It uses up all the Mefashbarn is the. Now there's a whole Masu Matan, and the Pashas again, Eliezer was actually a shliach to do a Chalais Kedushin. And Lavan gives a bracha. Achoyseinu at hayil alfei revovo. So the Chidah asks, why is Lavan all of a sudden with a Zafir Gun giving a Zah bracha? So he brings the Chidah pshat. We know, Roiv bonim doimim la'achi ya'im. So Lavan is saying, he means the words differently. Achoyseinu at, I'm the brother. Hayil alfei revovos, those ain't asach lovans. I want a lot of nephews, lovandik and nephews. Hayil alfei revovos. But there's another pshat, it's brought down, interesting. The truth is, there was supposed to be a big nedunya, and Lovan Besuel promised alfei revovos. Yeah? Asach. But then, as the story goes, they give her, and they say, she herself, she's the Nadunya, Azah, Tyre, Madel, she is the Nadunya. Ah, Tayila Alfirabah. All the millions we promised Ma, she's worth millions. That itself, that's a certain Ramoyas that you have. In Shidduchim, this was the thing. But it's interesting also, I saw brought down in Svarim, Rivka, they were hinting to her, you know, you're going to go on a base of Rome, and you're going to you're going to get rich over there also. Lavan was reminding her, you're Revava, Revava Rosh HaTevis, Rivka Bas Besuel HaArami. Don't forget who you are. When things go good over there, don't forget the cousins at the other end. Atayis La'alfe and Revava. There's actually a whole Shakla Vatari over here. We said before, who was Makadisher? And one end, it's Eliezer, the Eved, is the Shliach Lohilocha for the Kedushin. Shliach is a Shliach, we have to know, but he was the Shliach Lohilocha, and he even made Birchas Erisin. Taisa says in Ksuba Stav Zayin, that's why there were 10 Gemalim, so there should be 10 Roichve Gemalim. They were the minion, because Birchas Erisin is Ba'asora. That was the 10, the 10 for the minion. I actually was recently by a chassan and I saw the Masada Kedushin, the chuppah was like on a platform, and the Masada Kedushin was like very machmed that there should be 10 people on the platform, because it didn't count the people. He wanted Birchas Erisin Basara, and I don't think they, even the photographer, it wasn't sheevish enough for him. He wanted to make sure there was 10. So I told him, I don't know, by the Gemalim, it was 10 separate ones on the Gemalim. It wasn't wasn't Sefridin with the Ha'ara. But that was the Shliach Mitzad Eliezer. Now also, we know a chasana and a kala fast on the day of the chasana, and there's two reasons brought down in the Paiskin. There's more, but two basic reasons. One is for tshuva, because chasana and kala moichel malav, you know what I'm saying. And the other one is that they shouldn't become shikr. They need das to be able to do the kedushin. Now, Eliezer is not the chasana. He's a shliach. But if the reason is that you shouldn't be b'shichrus, so he also is supposed to be fasting. And that's why he says, like uchal. That's why he says, I can't eat yet. Now, ho'imit mitzah kala. Is of course Besuel, who's not makbid on Asur Lakadosh Ketana. But then he's supposed to be fasting. So how did he get poisoned with the soup? What you learned in Cheder, right? They tried to poison the Eved, and the portions got swapped. I'm just leaving this Azar interesting. If he was officially fasting, also Epis, you know, Azar Aramis. That you have to figure out how that works out. Because Kipshuti, it says, Achiyavi'ima, Rashi learns it's because he wasn't with us anymore. Okay, good. Say it.